Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host. Yeah. So let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do, and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
New York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Yeah, coming to you live, Minneapolis, St. Paul. So, hey, you know what it is? It's Takeover Tuesday. It's the only night of the week where you can actually, probably anywhere, actually interactively take over a radio show and promote what you want. You can have me spin whatever you want me to spin. Make me do what it do. Takeover Tuesday right here, Monsters Radio Live with DJ E-Monster and the Monstars. We got Miss Unbelievable in the house with us. You know the number, and if you don't, for those of you that caught the little short school bus where they used to make you wear the helmet with the visor so you wouldn't lick the window, push the big button, player. 424-243-9649, but you got to press 1 to talk. So, I Miss Unbelievable, the Monstar in the house tonight. What's good, mama? Hello.
Oh, hello, 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 hello.
Well, how you feeling?
You know, I gotta say, I'm feeling very well, very well, very well. And you?
That's what's up. I'm feeling a little monstrous right now. You dig? I'm feeling a little monstrous.
Okay.
I'm on my break, but hey, the show must go on, so I'm here. I'm trying to make it do what it do. I might end up hanging up on myself. but we're gonna make it happen over here on a Takeover Tuesday, because, you know, we're going to make it, yeah, we're just going to take over, like Pinky and the Brain.
Take
we're
going to
figure out who is who.
Okay.
It is. We can figure out who is who over here.
I'm the Brain.
But,
you Pinky.
But yeah.
I'm just saying.
See,
I'm the Brain, you Pinky.
See,
you're a little lighter than me. You know,
you
close
what?
To the pink.
Oh. Oh, my God. I was not ready. Oh, see, she don't really took over today. It is what it is. I got some new music for y'all. We got some things to talk about. We got all kinds of things going on over here. So, let me see. I don't even know what I was going to play first. I mean, what's some things that we can talk about tonight? What's some things that we're going to tap a little bit later on in the show?
Let's talk about sports, the NFL. Who won? Who's watching and who's not? Let's talk about, you know, global, what's going on global with our weather and Hurricane Irma and Harvey. We could talk about the radio, you know, the artists. When is it, when do you say no? When do you stop asking? When does it stop being for free? And then whatever else we want to take over and talk about, you know, it's Takeover Tuesday. We about to have some fun, and then we're going to, you know, have some fun, but we're going to be serious as well. Keep you informed, let you know what's going on from our point of view, from Pinky and the Brain, right? And we just going to do it.
It is what it is. We're going to do a Takeover Tuesday. The new Pinky and the Brain. This sounds like a weird-ass Wet Wednesday episode, but we still going to make it do what it do anyway. Hit us some new music, y'all, because you know that's what it's about. I'm trying to hit y'all with hits before FM radio. So, you know, Busta Rhymes got some new music out there. It's unbelievable. Did you know
hey,
that?
We got some Busta? No. Well,
yeah,
I did hear he was. Yeah. I did hear about it on one of my shows. Mm-hmm. Y'all.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, are you going to play some tonight? Are you going to take over Busta?
Yeah. Hey. This is Hands Vibes Cartel and Tory Lanez. It's called Girlfriend. got a little reggae vibe to it, because you know how we do it. Hip-hop, R&B, pop, and reggae music. Monsters Radio Live right here on the Monsters Network. E-Monster and Miss Unbelievable. Bam, 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 bam.
That's the other track.
Busta Rhymes.
Yo, this shit sound like the welcome music when you just landed in Kingston, Jamaica on a private, nigga. Yeah. Now let it go, girlfriend. Bang and touch your toe, girlfriend. Now all my chicks everywhere, hands in the air.
Show them,
girlfriend.
Yeah.
Mommy on the dance floor, she shake for me. Okra, steamed fish prepared for me. Introduce her to my mother, down the country. Fuck no, make sure you never guess me. Two bunch chopper, roll up this NC. Front door, me run it till it's empty. Selected them, I play tune, I'm your MC. Oh no, me say oh no. All of the girl in there, that's how it goes, so. Yeah. Mommy, I'm in sex and she got undressed for me. In case you don't know, everything blessed for me. Yeah.
Boof,
me tell like a boy carefully.
Goof, cough.
They get to watch here for me.
Shoot that.
Yeah, put on your brother here for me.
Are you that? Now let it go, girlfriend.
Bend
and touch your toe, girlfriend.
Now all my chicks everywhere, hands in the air.
Show them.
And let them know, girlfriend.
Nicki Minaj booty. Squeeze it. Better say your love's stupid. She of a fat Gucci, Beyonce. Big up Jay-Z, 10 gallon of my Benz is a sex UV. Fuck on the seat, make the bedroom sleep. Plug in my matic, fuck up on the street. Look out the window, fucking police dog, oh no. Who got the popo, that a no-no. Me soon know who would beat. Load with the weed, me no care who seat. Busta, which girl that, who she? Forward.
Now let it go, girlfriend.
Bang
and touch your toe, girlfriend.
Now all my chicks everywhere, hands in the air.
Show 'em,
and let 'em know, girlfriend.
Skin out, undress for me. Rude boy, y'all them believe. Hot fuck, she get one for me. Boyfriend appreciate, she text and delete. Two gal, one flex for me. Go back close, me no catch disease. She want a man who I make money. Not a little dog who I beg money. So pussy boy can't step to me. Money like it's make-believe. Oh no.
I know you've been on me. I got two things on me right now. I know you've been low. It's time to let it go right now.
Now let it go, girlfriend.
Bang
and touch your toe, girlfriend.
Now all my chicks everywhere, hands in the air.
Show 'em.
And let 'em know, girlfriend.
Now if you're whining and you look higher,
then show me what it do, girlfriend.
Hey baby girl, watch I'ma turn up the fire.
Come get a bit of you, girlfriend.
Hey baby girl, come and give it to me.
Whatever you wanna do, girlfriend.
The way you dancing to my brand new song.
And the way you move, girlfriend.
Yeah. Sing like Tenasa, Frankie Paul, I'm slugging.
Gunshot.
Diamond just a fall off of me. Disrespect on me, call out them white turned up.
You know that. Now let it go, girlfriend.
Bang
and touch your toe, girlfriend.
Now all my chicks everywhere, hands in the air.
Show 'em.
And let 'em know, girlfriend.
Take over Tuesday.
Yeah.
You can't tell me this shit don't feel like vacation. This shit feel like vacation, nigga.
Don't worry about it. Don't judge me. Pray for me. I'm choking on water. It is what it is. Some more reggae music. This is Amarion. His new track. We're going to open up the lines after this. And we're going to get into, the show. So,
turn up the new level.
You know the number. 424-243-9649. You got to press 1. Let's hit it.
Lost in the moment, two guns we smoke it. Red now we're ghosting. PC we coasted. Sex in the ocean. Promise is broken. All over nothing, yeah. Have you ever lost someone that you cared about? Wish that the chance would ever come back around. Said we were out of
that you get about. Wish that the chance would ever come back about. Said we were out of time, but couldn't hold it down. But we all have our reasons to run away. Word for word, you got my soul. Don't you let me go. Why not? You got control.
Yeah, a little reggae vibes right here on Monsters Radio Live on a Takeover Tuesday. You know how we do it. It's the only night where you can call in and take over the show, and we won't send them a what, Miss Unbelievable? She must got herself on mute. We will not send your ass a bill. Get it? So, Takeover Tuesday, you know, we're going to talk about a couple things. If you're out there and you're a really big sports fan, you watch all of the football games, we need someone to come around here and be an analyst. You need to call in, let us know what's going on with the game, what people should be looking for in the league, who's not going to make it to the playoffs and who is, and who's going to be up this year. That's some of the things we're going to talk about tonight. We're also going to talk about you know, when should artists stop asking things for free? You dig? I seen that on Dylan Cash. You guys know him from Colossal Music Group. And it's a nice little discussion. I think I like that. I think that's something that should be touched when your artists out there and when you should stop asking things for free. So, let's go ahead and jump over here and talk about some of these sports things that was going on over the weekend and on Monday Night Football. You do know Monday Night Football, they only put, like, the most best teams, the most interesting teams.
Excuse me. Wait.
On Monday
Pinky,
Night
Pinky,
Football.
Pinky, huh? Pinky, you can't
what
just
brain?
Skip over Sunday all-day football. Hold on, brother. You cannot just skip over
Sunday. Did
somebody
play on Sunday? Okay.
Yeah.
What happened on Sunday? What happened on Sunday?
So, first game, the Steelers played on Sunday. They played against the Browns.
Who?
And they won.
Who?
What? Who? Steel Country?
Who?
Did you
what
not
team?
Hear what I said? Okay. I'm going to say it again. Steelers. Pittsburgh Steelers played on Sunday. Yeah. Don't make me say it again. And they won. And as an analyst, they're going to be one of the teams to look for in the end coming out of their division. Now, the one who was looking kind of sad was the Patriots. They didn't look too good.
Okay.
But, of course.
Was it Brady or was it? What was wrong with the Patriots?
It's the team. It's the team. They need a line. They need some scores. It's just not that solid team that was there year after year that we know.
I think they were predicted to take the bowl, too. I think they were predicted to be in the bowl this year.
Green Bay, of course, looked good. They're the comeback kids still in the second half. They come back all the time. I don't know why. They allow them to come back, but they are the comeback kids, so that's going to be my name for them every time we talk about them, comeback kids. The Bears looked okay today on Sunday, and I got to say, the Vikings look good on Monday.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, that's the analysis for Sunday. So, like I was saying, Monday night, they only put bomb teams on Sunday night. And I'm just going to say Cali Girl better not call in. I don't think Cali Girl will call in. If anybody knows, if you're a long-time listener, you know Cali Girl. She's been calling in lately. As you know, she's a She's a Saints fan. We actually have bets around here. It's unbelievable. On the games, we do certain things afterwards.
Sure.
Like, you might, like, if the Vikings end up playing the Steelers at some point and the Vikings beat the Steelers, you got to wear a Vikings jersey. You got to cheer the Vikings on for a whole week. I'm not talking about one day. I'm talking about a whole week. You got to cheer the Vikings. Yep.
Oh.
Well, don't make the bet. Don't make the bet.
I will make the bet because so, I know my Steelers are going to beat the Vikings. So no problem. We're talking about men against women. my boys will win. I'm just saying.
Okay. Disclaimer. Can we talk to Miss Unbelievable Petty Betty? Can we talk to Miss Unbelievable Petty Betty?
That is unbelievable.
Is.
We're talking about my Steelers. Okay,
but,
talk about your Vikings.
But the Vikings, you have to admit, though, the Vikings looked good. Defensive-wise, I forgot dude's name. I think it's number 54. Now, he had a blow-up game. Diggs had a nice game. So, you know, now I can't go off of what I've seen in the preseason because what I've seen a little bit of the preseason, I wasn't really too happy at what I was seeing. I ain't had too much faith. But after watching that game and they beat them other boys up and – look, I got to stumble just to say his name. And Adrian Peterson came back into the house. And what did he say? He said he couldn't wait to smash on the Vikings, didn't he? Ooh.
Yeah, he did. They shut him down.
Ooh.
I got to say, the Vikings
shut
looked
down.
Good, but that's it. I'll give them one and done. Or maybe two and out. But they look good. They look good. Nice season opener. Nice. Need some more water.
Okay. Yeah, I need some more water. But let's keep it 100, though. I'm a true Vikings fan. Let's keep it 100. Let's see how good we're doing at game 6. It is what it is.
All right.
Don't judge me.
And we'll put a wager on who's got the best score or who's got the best, like I said, standing at that time when game 6 comes. And then a bet is definitely going to be on. And popping.
When did that come into play?
What? You said we're betting, right? Yes. We will see what the standings look like after game 6. And the bets are on from there on. Yes.
Okay.
Don't stumble.
Okay.
Stay with your Vikings.
Oh, no. I'm with my Vikings. I'll be there all day. I don't give a damn. Win or lose. Draw anything. I'm going to be there. Matter of fact, we're going to take a break because I'm, you know what? You post anything about the damn Steelers on my page, and I'm going to tell you exactly what
watch
you're going
me
to do right here with this dude coming September 29th. Post and delete. That's exactly what you're going to do on my page. That bullshit.
We live, y'all. We live. NFL.
I'm drinking so much
football.
Champagne. Sipping, swimming in a rave. She act like I'm a chauffeur. She wanna stand in our ovation. Not trying to be part of that way. Comments if we conversate. Trying to throw it in my face. Trying to get me out my game. I said, post and delete. Yeah. Post and delete. Ha. Post and delete. In the lead, post in the lead, post in the lead. Hey, little mama, you tripping. I ain't really with that issue. It's gonna really be some shit if I get caught on the internet with you. I don't really do the pictures. We gon' do this a little different. Ain't no touching, no kissing. When we in public, shorty just listen. I post in the lead, don't keep it up. These people just trying to keep up with us. Put two and two, trying to figure out if me and you fucking know why. Yeah. Shorty, you just want the wave. Fucking with me cause I'm paid. Shorty, y'all already know. Cause the young nigga made. I'm drinking so much champagne. Sipping, swimming in a rave. She act like I'm a chauffeur. She wanna stand in an ovation. Not tryna be part of that way. Comments if we conversate. Tryna throw it in my face. Tryna get me out my game. I say, post and delete. Yeah. Post and delete. Post and delete. Posting the lead, posting the lead, posting the lead, posting the lead. Had to block your account and unfollow your app. Yeah, bitch, you the worst.
And if you try to tag me, I'ma start spazzing. Shade room and baller alert. I was just minding my business. It was just me and my niggas. You started liking his pictures. I started piping these bitches. Pussy pop a perk and get busy. I'm about to fuck around and call this bitch. Like delete all that shit. Can't keep my name out your mouth. Eating all that dick. Juggling my balls and shit. I was trying to record my conversations like a federale. And everybody trying to reach me like I'm Ricky Bobby. Black pyramid. That don't mean I'm Illuminati. Ain't gotta pull a trigger. Homies got a couple bodies. Believe that. I ain't with the fake shit, chopper gon' spray shit. Hit you like emoji with the faces. Never get the police my statement. Never said shit about the bricks that I had up in my basement. Stop it, what the fuck you want from me? Know my time and my money, bitch, that ain't free. What you call a king with a chain, a masterpiece. And don't talk that shit if you gon' post me the link. I've been drinking so much champagne. Sipping, swerving in a rave. She act like I'm a chauffeur. She wanna stand in an ovation. I tryna be part of that wave. Commas if we conversate. Tryna throw it in my face. Tryna get me out my game. I say post and delete. Yeah. Post and delete. Post and delete. Yeah. Post and delete. 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 Shorty got all in the feelings. Told her I ain't with the Instagram. Little mama when we chillin'. I ain't down with the filming. No Snapchat and no Periscope. You could do that shit, but not by me, though. Don't want no pics in the Rover. How many times I done told ya? Personally, that shit ain't too cool with me. Everyone know you a freak. Tryna keep this shit low-key. So I just post and delete. You want the wave? Taking pictures when you up in the rave. Stars in the ceiling. They know when you in the building. I've been drinking so much champagne. Sipping, swerving in a rave. She act like I'm a chauffeur. She wanna stand in an ovation. I tryna be part of that wave. Commas if we conversate. Tryna throw it in my face. Tryna get me out my game. I say post and delete.
I'ma post and delete. I'ma post and delete all the things that you post about the Steelers. I don't care if it's in the Monsters Radio, but I'm getting all that out of there. No, I'm just playing. I'm gonna let it. No, I'm not. It is what it is.
Okay, Pinky. Pinky, I got a question. Pinky.
Yes, the brain.
I got a question.
What's the question, brain?
Pinky. The question is, now, mm-hmm. We were talking about the game, but we have several people that are boycotting the game of NFL because of Colin Kaepernick. Huh?
Oh, okay. Go ahead. I've been hearing a little bit about some of that stuff, but go ahead. Drop it on me.
And so they're saying they're not going to watch it. They're saying it's like a form of slavery. We're a slave to the game. We're not going to stand up for the rights of Colin Kaepernick because he stood up for his rights. So a lot of people are boycotting it, and they're saying that we're not going to watch it because somebody should have picked him up by now. And the reasons why they haven't is because he stood straight. So, how do you feel about the boycotting of the NFL? And I think maybe only 0.9% have affected. Well, the NFL has been affected by the boycott.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
How do you feel about it?
Now, have you seen? I'm just asking the question before I give my answer. Now, is this the same boycott? I've seen a boycott about something about, I think they were taking their shirts off and it was just a black shirt on under it. They were talking about boycotting, so I think that's what it was. I think it was the NFL. I think they were taking their jerseys off and all they had on was a black shirt on under it. I think that was something that had to do with the boycott to the NFL. Go ahead. Some more what?
No, some are like standing in different ways. So some are like holding links arm to arm. Some are kneeling, you know, some are not standing. Some are wearing black shirts. So they're doing it in their own way, but yet they still haven't picked him up. So go ahead.
Right. You know what? I think I may join in on that boycott right there. I think I'll join in on that boycott because, honestly, I thought it was very brave of him in his position of who he was. He was at a risk by standing up and doing what he did. He was at a risk. I'm pretty sure he knew that. He was at a risk. Because in America, let's keep it 100, they say it's free until you open your mouth. you say something somebody else disagrees with. Like I say all the time, people got to learn how to hold their composures. A lot of people are big-ass toddlers. Somebody say something you don't like, now you want to fight. You want to put your hands on somebody. You want to flip out and have a pissy fit or whatever in the hell they want to call it. You dig? And that's basically what the NFL just did. I'm not knocking or saying anything, just my opinion. I think the NFL had a hissy fit about it. You dig? And I think they should be ashamed of that. Why? Because this is supposed to be a free country. You're supposed to be able to protest if you want. If there's an injustice, you're supposed to speak up on it. You're not supposed to just stand there and take it. You dig? All that money he don't risk standing up there in front of all them people, kneeling down. And then what? The police came after him. The police was on him. All kinds of things. Because he stood up for something he believed in. Actually, it's something I believe in, too. A lot of people believe in America's messed up right now. A lot of people have been doing that for years. I remember in the 80s, we didn't salute to the flag in high school because we didn't like how America was treating us. So I'm with that boycott. For real, for real. I'm with that boycott. I am. 100%. I think I might have to look it up a little bit more, get a little more involved, and see what that's all about. Because there's a couple things in the past that, you know, I think that, you know, the NFL would have been a dominantly, let's keep it real, athlete-wise, it's pretty much dominant in African-American sport. And there's a lot of things going on in the African-American community that they did not address at all. Oops. So, I'm just saying,
girl.
You know what I mean? But I guess we touched on something mm-hmm. somebody else want to talk about. So before you give your comment on how you feel about it, let's check in with the line right quick and see how they feel about it. 612-310, who we got on the line? And you ready to join our discussion on Takeover Tuesday? Or are you trying to take over? Hell no!
Oh, I'm finna join in this discussion, man, because I was on the same thing as the people that boycotted too. I didn't watch. I said the only, I didn't do it. I should have did it all the way, but I'm kind of upset with myself because I did see the Vikings game. I watched the Vikings game, but any other game I didn't watch. It's the kid Juice G, in case y'all was wondering. Now, it ain't just the NFL. It's any field just basically like brought it back to the surface. Because this shit happened long. This shit happened, like, I think, I don't know if this was the first time African-Americans got blackballed from a sport, but the one I'm thinking of was, like, in the 70s. This was the Olympics. The Olympics. The two guys that won, I can't remember what sport it was. I think it was track and field that they won. It was first and second place, and what they did when they played the national anthem, they put their head down, they put their fist in the air for black power. And right. When they did that, they got blackballed out of the Olympics, and they got their medals stripped from them for doing that. So it ain't just the NFL; it's with any sport. Period. If you open your mouth about oppression on any aspect, whether it's against black people, brown people, Asian people, hell, even some of the white people. If you open your mouth about oppression that this country is doing to us, you're going to get stripped. That's why, like, some of the NFL players, like, a lot of people is mad at the NFL players for not standing up with their fellow player, with Kaepernick.
Right.
The only person that did that so far is Marshawn Lynch.
But then Marshawn Lynch himself is, he's an activist too, but I want to go back to what you're saying, Juice J.
Hold on. What did Marshawn Lynch do in protest?
He sat down.
What don't Marshawn Lynch? What? Yeah. That's my thing. But Marshawn Lynch has been doing that since last year. He don't do, like, no interviews. He's been, you know, showing defiance towards them since day one. But going back to what you were saying, Juicy, black, brown, Asian, they get their stuff sang, they get their stuff done. It's only when black folks stand up is when they strip us. No other country gets stripped. It's when we stand up and say, hey, I'm standing for something and I'm not going to back down from it. They get their national anthem played just fine. They can stand, they can sit, they can whatever. It's when we decide that we're not going to follow America how they want us African American people to react. So when we stand in solidarity against the protests that they're doing against us or how we feel against America, then we're wrong. And it's in all sports. It's just not the NFL. The NFL just decided to say, okay, we're just not going to pick you up. So they just decided to use the NFL. But you keep watching, there is a lot of things that's still going on in different sports that are not being spoke of.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it kind of piggyback off the Marshawn Lynch scenario. Marshawn Lynch, even though he was always, like, against interviews and stuff like that, he wasn't doing it just to make a stand for anything. He just did not want to do interviews. He felt interviews, the people in the interviews flip people's words and make them out to be bad guys and everything. It wasn't because of that. See, but now when he sat down for the national anthem, now watch they start messing with him. The only difference is Marshawn Lynch don't give a shit. He don't give a shit.
They are not going to touch Marshawn Lynch. They ain't going to touch him because he makes too much money. They're not going to touch him. I'm going to tell you why they haven't picked up Colin Kaepernick. Because of his stats last year when he sat down and he wasn't the first string quarterback, they don't think he's worth anything. Marshawn Lynch can still get you money and his spread in Vegas will not get him out the game. Colin Kaepernick's spread in Vegas went down because of how he was on plan last year because he went to second and after he got hurt. Has nothing to do with anything about Marshawn Lynch sitting down. He can sit down, he can lay down. They will not strip that man. Or will they say anything to him? Because he's one of the best in the sport right now.
Yeah, that's true. You got a point. You got a point. You got a point. But, I mean,
right. Well, and what's his name?
Regardless,
sitting down. He's sitting down right now in the game, I believe, during the national anthem for the Seahawks, Michael Bennett. He's sitting down.
I ain't
right
gonna
there.
Get him either.
He's sitting down.
Have you saw Michael Bennett?
He's sitting on the top. He's sitting on the top. He's not a top paid player on that organization either.
Let's talk about Bennett in fantasy football though. See, now we're flipping over to where they're making money there. Michael Bennett still gets most of the points in fantasy football. Colin Kaepernick does not. He's useless for the white man. As of now, in fantasy or on regular NFL.
Now, if this protest gets any louder, and they start really losing views and ticket sales, it's gonna make a big difference. I feel like they're trying their hardest to force their hand into signing him, because basically you're not signing him over freedom of speech. You're not signing him because he chose.
Juice G, right. I'm telling you now, the white man is not going to let football go down. I'm sorry. It is not. It is ran by the white people. They can care less if other black folk look at it ever again. They just want to use us.
You know what's funny? Now that we mentioned this whole thing about football, man, and I see why the football players ain't saying nothing, because there was a situation a long time ago in the 80s that the football players boycotted the NFL not unionizing with them. We're not letting them get the union in there. And the owners let them strike, but they went and picked up like just random people. They just went and picked up random people to come play on the team. They did
UJ,
that before.
They wasn't so, random. They were from the Canadian League. We're talking about when they boycotted from the AFL. That's how the AFL, after the AFL, they boycotted, that's how it became the NFL. They went and got the people from Canada and those other leagues that was doing football, and they brought them over. Come on now. And then they came, and they were like, wait a minute. They brought them over, and then they still played the game. Mm-hmm. And then after they went back, because then they decided to do the whole, give us a little bit that we asked for. That's how the NFL came. That's why they split it for the NFL and AFL.
Look at her.
Y'all.
She knows more than most of us Negroes know. Hold on, man. Where you been all my life?
She know more than me. She's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
All right, check it out. Hey, we're going to take a music break right quick, and then after this track, we're going to come back. And Juice did touch on something that, you know, I think I want to talk about. And, you know, this is a great thing to ask people out there. This could even be something at your job. I mean, it would be great to see all the other NFL players in the league stand behind him. But let's keep it real, people. At your job, at their job, how much money are you willing to give up for what you believe in? For what you protest, I'm just saying. Now, here's another dude. They talking about a dude in this song right here who will shut your ass down. So we may not be on the air tomorrow. It is what it is. My request off of Snapchat. YG and Nipsey Hussle. This is called FDT. Fuck Donald Trump.
Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah. I like white folks, but I don't like you. All the niggas in the hood wanna fight you. Surprised El Chapo ain't tried to snipe you. Surprised the Nation of Islam ain't tried to find you. Have a rally out LA, we gon' fuck it up. Home of the ride, the King Ride, we don't give a fuck. Black students ejected from your rally. What? I'm ready to go right now, your racist ass did too much. I'm about to turn Black Panther. Don't let Donald Trump win, that nigga cancer. He too rich, he ain't got the answers. He can't make decisions for this country, he gon' crash us. No, we can't be a slave for him. He got me appreciating Obama way more. Hey, Donald, and everyone that follows, you gave us your reason to be president, but we hate fuck you. Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah.
Nigga, am I tripping? Let me know. I thought all that Donald Trump bullshit was a joke. Know what they say when rich niggas go broke. Look, Reagan so cold. Obama so hope. Donald Trump spent his trust fund money on the boat. I'm from a place where you probably can't go. Speaking for some people that you probably ain't know. Pressure built up and it's probably gonna blow. And if we say go, then they probably gonna go. You vote Trump, then you probably on dope. And if you like me, then you probably ain't know. And if you been in jail, you can probably still vote. If we let this nigga win, we gon' probably feel broke. You build walls, we gon' probably dig holes. And if your ass do win, you gon' probably get smoked, nigga.
Fuck Donald Trump.
Fuck you.
Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah.
I will build a great, great wall on our southern border, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall.
Yeah.
Mark my words.
Yeah.
Hold up, I fuck with Mexicans. Got a plug with Mexicans. When a little need a switch, who I call Mexican. Just call me central ass nigga, come be the president. Hold up, Nip, tell the world how you fuck with Mexicans.
It wouldn't be the USA without Mexicans. And if it's time to team up, shit, let's begin. Black love, brown pride, and again, white people feel the same as my next kid. Let this nigga win, God bless the kids.
God bless the kids, this nigga wicked and weird. When me and Nip link, that's Bloods and Crips. When your LA rally, we gon' crash your shit. Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah.
Yeah. Monsters Radio Live, like I said, we may not be on the mile. Right.
Disclaimer, then, Pinky, the blame don't approve that. Forget it. I do approve of it. Forget it. I approve that message.
So, all right, let's bring it back to our discussion. How far do people really go for their protest? You know, I mean, a lot of people protest some things, but when it really comes down to it, I mean, do you really stick on it? Do you really, really back up your protest? Now, can you imagine you being a football player that's probably getting paid, what? Some of these dudes are getting paid $250,000, $500,000 a game. Would you sit out a game for a protest that somebody else is doing? I'm just saying. How about you, Ms. Unbelievable? Would you sit down and pass up three, four games, $500,000 for what?
You know what? I think it all depends what truly were we protesting, okay? Because when we got into the system of football, we knew exactly what we were getting into. So if we're standing and we're trying to be, you know, to show true solidarity, then yes, I'll stand with you if it's going to bring about change. If it's about you trying to take out of my family, because I got to think about my family as well, and I got to talk to them, and I got to make sure if I do this, we're good and you're standing with me. But if it brings out about change and you still want us to do the same BS and we're still not going to demand stuff, then I'm a protest in a different way. I got to figure out what's going to make a difference and what's going to make a change. Because if it's not going to make a change, and I know what I went into with the good old white boys club, how can I get you? See, I can't. I'm putting money back into your pocket if I don't. You get that money. So how can I figure out how to get your money for me?
Preach.
Okay.
Preach. Right. Okay. I mean, what's your position, Just G?
I mean, like, I honestly, to be perfectly honest, man, my family's livelihood and support comes first, you know what I'm saying? So, to be perfectly honest, that will be a hard decision because I have to think about all that comes with it. Now, if it's, like she said, if it's not going to bring change, there's no point in protesting in that way, in that fashion. But if I know it's really going to affect, make something happen in our favor, then, you know what I'm saying? I think I could take a chance, though. But just like you said, I have to talk to my family about it. You know what I'm saying? I have to make sure that they're okay with what's going on. And make sure they just fine in general, you know what I'm saying? Because that's a big decision. That's a big step. That's a big fucking risk. And Colin Kaepernick did all that, despite him being he's not being an A-list player. I mean, for him not to be an A-list player and taking a stand like that. I still feel like somebody should have backed him on it. Cause I feel like nobody at that time, nobody backed him. Period. Nobody backed him.
Right, I applaud him, but I still don't hear.
Press in numbers.
I applaud him.
Press in numbers.
Right. Yeah, I applaud him, but I still don't hear him speaking though. I applaud him, but I haven't heard from him. That's my thing. I applaud you, but you're not speaking.
Well, the reason why you haven't heard from him because he's been more focused on doing these charities and making sure people know their rights. The way the police has been knocking our kids off and stuff like that. yeah, he's been, like, of course he really haven't. I don't feel like he's making this a priority, because his biggest concern is
getting
everything that our people need and stuff like that. I must say,
Colin Kaepernick, thank you, because he's helped Minneapolis, Minnesota. He's helped some of the charities here, so I applaud him. I thank him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, and to be perfectly honest, I feel like with him taking this risk that people have taken notice, and you know what I'm saying, with his charity, he's doing it. I feel like, I don't know if it's a non-profit charity that he's doing, a non-profit organization that's he's making these moves with, because you know when you do non-profit organizations, people donate, and you know what I'm saying, it might be some people donating behind closed doors, so he won't be coming out of his pocket too much, because he came out of his pocket a lot at the beginning. So I'm thinking that there's some people that has been donating to his cause, so that he don't have to come out of his pocket and still able to feed his family. You feel me? I feel like there's some people that's doing that behind closed doors, because the late Prince, Lord rest his soul, a very, very, very amazing artist that he is, though should I say that he was, he's forever been, you know what I'm saying? He did some quiet donations and quiet charity for a lot of different organizations and a lot of different people. And a lot of he did it behind closed doors, so nobody would know. And a lot of people don't know that he's done that. And I feel like there are some millionaires that are doing that for Kaepernick to support his movement. So I know there's some millionaires is doing that. I know there's some people is doing that, because he's not totally coming out of his pocket all the aspects. If he is, I hope the Lord bless him abundantly for that.
Amen. I agree with you.
Because if he really coming out of his pocket totally the way he's been doing, then I really hope he gets blessed abundantly.
Uh-huh.
For real. I really hope he do. But I strongly believe that there's some people behind closed doors that's donating to his cause to help him keep this going.
Pinky, what you think?
Well, you know, overall, I definitely think he's an alpha lion, because a lot of people will speak up on things behind closed doors, but they won't stand in the forefront. They won't put their career on the line. They won't put themselves out there like that, be able to take and weather the storm that he has. Did it? So, you know, I don't have nothing but mad respect for the guy. You know what I mean? I really wish it didn't cost him his position within football, because I like watching him play. I didn't know he wasn't a top-of-the-line quarterback. Wasn't he a starter at one time? I mean, what, did it change year by year? But yeah, you know what I mean? I mean, people like him, I think we need a lot more people like him that are really in the entertainment industry, whether it be football, tennis, movies, plays, radio, whatever it is. There needs to be a lot more people standing out front and say, this ain't right, because I'm not saying that it wasn't something people were looking at, but he brought it to a whole nother level now. You know how a lot of things go. Something happened about 2 or 3 months later. Ain't nobody talking about that no more. We don't move on to a whole nother problem by now. It is, but because of him, he took a stand and he's out of the game now. People are still talking about that issue. But like you said, unfortunately, I wish he could have took it another way. How does it, because he didn't want to stand for the national anthem and do like everybody else. I mean, how does that really cost you that? Is it really that serious? That serious? Is it
and
really
that
question. Serious?
That's the question. So it has to be more. Mm-hmm. So what really is the question?
What's the root of it? Right.
Yep.
Okay.
But Pinky, going back to what you were saying, you know, that brings me back to your question. That brings me back to the question that was asked in the beginning by that was online. Can you read that question again from your friend online who was a part of the Monstars at a time? He was. That brings back to your question. Goodness.
Was it? Oh, the other question of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're talking about? If you go on here, because Juice is here. Matter of fact, we got a little bit of time left, and we're gonna use it all up on this question right here. Oh my goodness, this might turn to a whole nother show. This right here is what Dylan Cash, Colossal Music.
Dylan, yes.
He had posted. He got some comments. I can read some of those as well. This is what it says. It says, "Artist, serious question. Do you believe that everyone should just give you free handouts?" And I'm adding to it, as an artist, when should you stop asking for free handouts? When should you stop asking for things for free? So,
Yeah, but I want to know from you guys. You guys are in this business. You guys are artists. You guys are managers. You guys are all that. Pinky, I'm going to start with you, and then Juice G, I'm going to go with you. You've been on all sides of it. So when is it?
When do you, as an artist, stop asking for things for free?
For that handout. Mm-hmm.
For that handout. All right. This is what it is. I hope y'all got your pad and pencils. Now, I could be right. I could be wrong. But this is just from my view. This has nothing to do with Monstars Radio. These are the views and the comments of the people speaking. That's our disclaimer for the night. So, to me, when an artist should stop asking for things for free, when he becomes an artist, when you're done doing the mixtapes, playing around, all that other stuff, that's when you should stop asking things for free. Why? Because you're in this thing to make money. How can you honestly ask another man who charges a fee for what he does to give you something for free for you to run off and make some money on it, and you ain't trying to give him nothing? That's not how the old game works. No. You shouldn't be asking for free studio time, none of that. Why? Because you don't want no problems. You want your files. You want all your copyrights. You want everything coming when it comes. So that's why you pay for everything up front in advance, and you pay it your own way. Now, you can ask for a discount. That's something totally different. But for you to just be asking for a handout, there's got to be some type of barter in there. And you should never be asking for nothing for free, because free means give me, and I'm not giving you anything. No. You should give something back in return. You dig? I'll tell you what I commented a little bit later. But that's how I feel about it. I mean, how you feel about it, Juice G? I mean, your art is heavy in the game right now.
Well, to be perfectly honest, man, I've never been the type to ask nobody for a handout, period. I've gotten this game, and I've never asked anybody for a handout, or I've never asked anybody for free studio time. I've never asked anybody for a free feature. I've never asked anybody for anything. Now, if you offer it, that's a different scenario. That means, that's a different scenario. If you offer a free feature, that's different. So, being the person that I am, if you're going to give me a free feature, then that means I'm going to return the favor to you. You feel me? That's just how the game goes. But as far as, there's nothing free. I mean, if you gotta treat this thing like a philosophy. There's nothing in this world is free. Nothing in this world is free. You can't ask for no handout, man. I mean, the only thing close to a handout I've ever asked for is to do a show. And that's not no free handout. Mm-hmm. That's just free labor. That's free labor. You do you on that stage sweating and do, which is not a problem. You know what I'm saying? Because at the same time, that's beneficial on both aspects. That's beneficial for the person that's throwing the show, and it's beneficial for you because you can gain some extra fans from people that has never heard you. And then on top of that, they're seeing you perform. So that's a plus on both hands. But as far as like a handout, I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. I mean, I don't know what it is. Now, I'm not going to turn down nothing but my collar. You feel me? So, I'm not going to ask you for nothing. I feel like you have to work. You have to work for whatever you want. You know what I'm saying? You have to work for it. It's not. It brings me back to this. It was just on the tip of my tongue too. Shit. I was just thinking about a scenario that just. Oh, it's gonna bother me. But anyway, no, I don't feel like anybody should get a free handout because nothing is for free. Nothing is for free at all. If it right. was that damn okay. easy, mm-hmm. if it was that damn easy, I should have been heard a long time ago. I should have been heard from some big name people a long time ago. But it's not that easy.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Got another question for Pinky and y'all. One more question. Hold on. Just one more.
Hold on. I just want to put this out here. Just hold on. Give me a second. I will tell artists at the end of the show how you can make moves where you can do things where you may not have to pay for certain things, like, say, like a beat or things like that. So don't think there's not ways you can do it, maneuver around. But it's not totally free. But I got some ways how you can do some things where you may not need no upfront money, but definitely I got something for y'all coming up. But all right, go ahead, drop your question.
All right. Okay, my question is, how does borrowing as an artist come into effect? Borrowing.
As an artist. Okay,
yes.
Now you sound like a southern hound dog.
I know. Pinky, just bear with me. You know that's Oklahoma-ness coming out. So.
Okay, Brain. My bag.
Handle it.
I'm gonna have to pass this one to Juice first. Now, I mean, maybe he understands because I don't know how you can borrow something in the music industry.
No, I don't know how you can. But you know what? The only thing close to a borrow you can get is a beat. You can borrow somebody's beat, and you can borrow somebody's beat.
Exactly.
And normally, if you borrow somebody's beat, is for a damn mixtape. That's the only way you can borrow any damn thing. You can't borrow nobody's verses.
What about money? What about money? How much do you? What about money? Can you borrow money?
I strongly suggest you not to do it. I strongly suggest no borrowing money in this game.
And why, Juice J? Why?
Why? Because that can come and bite you in your ass. Borrowing money. There's always stipulations coming with borrowing any damn thing. There's a stipulation to it. There's no friends in this game.
Right.
To be perfectly honest, there's no friends in this game. So ain't no borrowing nothing.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, first of all, one thing my pops always told me when it comes to borrowing somebody anything, you dig? Never borrow out what you ain't got. You dig?
Exactly.
Cash to get somebody, don't borrow it. Because you got to think about it. They don't have it. Let's keep it real. Most musicians, you're tight on having a job. And if you do got a job, tight on how much you're making per hour. So for you to come over and ask to borrow me some money, there's a highly chance I'm not going to get it back. So if I borrow you $20 because I got $20 to give you, and I'm not really expecting it back. Because that's a whole nother issue, man. I mean, that's a whole nother show right there talking about borrowing. I mean, when you supposed to pay somebody back when you borrow money? If you say Friday, you can't call me Sunday talking about, fam, oh, what happened was, that's that bullshit. You're supposed to pay me back on Friday. Friday morning, preferably. I want you to wake me up telling me I got your money. Borrowing money is a whole nother thing. I'm just saying that's a whole nother thing.
I'm like, yeah, that's a whole different show right there. I'm about ready to throw some names out there on people, man. Man, you sons of Wakers.
Right. And, hey, here's something. I mean, here's something to think about too, though. For the people that borrow stuff, you know what I mean? I mean, do you give the person the opportunity to say no? I mean, there's people that ask me to borrow stuff, and I'll be like, I ain't got it. Oh, come on, fam. I know you got it. You do it right. You do all this. You do it. Come on. I know you. And then they literally get mad at me because I don't borrow them no money. First of all, motherfucker, you didn't pay me back the last time you borrowed some money from me. So what I look like borrowing you some more money today? You need.
That means you're looking for a fight.
But as a person borrowing, I mean, do you give the other person the opportunity to say no? Do you guys get what I'm saying? I mean, some people, I mean, it's like you're supposed to say, yeah, I can borrow you. No. They give you a guilt trip. Oh, I really need that. My phone going to get cut off. All right. Text me when you're near internet Wi-Fi. My bad. Does that mean?
No, people expect you to do things, though, especially when they feel like you're moving for, or they think that you got it and you look like you take care of all your business. They feel like you're obligated to take care of them as well. It's different when you have a crew and you're like, oh, we take care of each other, boom. You know, if I got it, you got it. That's different. But that's someone who's just looking in, you know, preying on you to say, hey, I could borrow from them because I know they got it. Because, see, look at what they're doing. Look what they did. Da-da-da-da-da. Different.
Well, I mean, this is the difference. You got a squad and you borrow money from each other and y'all really, really down for each other, that's different. Because 9 times out of 10, if I'm with a squad and you borrow money from me, I'm not going to worry about you paying me back anyway because I know I'm going to eat whenever you start eating. That's a different scenario, but that whole scenario right there is very slim to none because it's at the point now you really can't trust too many people. You really cannot trust too many people. Even people that you say is your age boom coon, you really can't even trust them, especially when it comes to money. So something has to really, y'all have to really, really have like a super duper strong bond in order to even consider that. Because people is not cut from the same cloth anymore, man. It's not how it was back then. I mean, loyalty is, it's kind of hard to explain. Loyalty is like the ozone atmosphere. It's like the ozone atmosphere is deteriorating. The word loyalty is deteriorating. And it's because of the people that's doing it. The people is deteriorating the ozone layer, and they're deteriorating the word loyalty, because loyalty does not live in people's minds, or even, not even just their minds, in their hearts anymore. People is not loyal like that no more, man. And it's frustrating because you don't know who you can trust or who you can't trust. And it's crazy. This music game is just like that. And on the project that I'm working on, I talk about it. There's a song where I talk about it. And I try to get it. Like, that's just my perception of how I see the music game now. And I talk about it. And I speak about a lot of different things in there that I feel like it's been questionable. So it's hard to put yourself in that boat now, because people are not loyal no more.
Yeah. Yeah, it does seem pretty thin nowadays. It does seem pretty thin. But you know what? I just try to be that person that everybody else is not. You know what I mean? I'm not really a believer in, oh, something starts with me, but I'm a strong believer in I'll be judged by what I do. I won't be judged by what you do. Get it?
Exactly.
So I always just try to be that person that's real, somebody you can confide in, and that'll show you that sense of loyalty. You know what I mean? I'm telling you, tell me something, I ain't gonna run out. Oh, put it all on Facebook. Oh, run out. Oh, such and such sale. No, no, we don't do all that. You know what I mean? So yeah. So, you know, that's just to some of y'all people out there that agree with us, loyalty is thing. Just make sure your ass is loyal in some kind of way. Get it? Because I don't know what it is, but I think somehow in between the 90s, 1990s and 2010, somehow, somewhere it shifted to everything is just about me. And my. It's not really about respect the other person. Judge a person by his intelligence, his integrity. It's more like, fuck you, it's about me. I don't give a fuck what you're doing. It's about me. And that's where that whole sense of loss of loyalty, all that other stuff is gone. I mean, think about it, back in the day, gangsters, they had their little squad. I mean, yeah, they might have their little risk over power and stuff like that, but there still was loyalty to the game. I don't know what's going on today, but hey, that's a whole nother show. That's a whole nother show. But hey, it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. She never told us how she felt about artists today about asking things for free. You dab a little bit in the music business. I mean, what do you think about artists trying to get things for free? When should they stop asking?
I agree with you. When they become artists, you got to learn how to hustle for what you need and what you get. If you don't learn how to hustle, then you're never going to get it. So if you're looking for a handout, then you ain't gonna survive. So you gotta definitely want to push yourself to have your own. You know, you can't look for someone to get it for you. You gotta go get it yourself. And if you ain't got the oomph inside you, then they ain't gonna believe in you. Like, they're gonna be like, oh, you know, they're gonna look at your integrity like, oh, he always want handouts. Don't mess with him. You know, so you gotta come into the game being true to it. And not trying to use it. So.
Right. I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said, because, hey, you will get shunned always trying to get something for free. I've shunned people before, like, nah, bro, I'm busy. You did? Because, hey, it takes a lot of time to come over to my studio on a beat that I don't make. It took me 2-3 hours to make, mix and master, do all that extra. Now you want me to come in, let you come in here, record to it, electricity, rental space, all these other things, just for you to walk off for free. Come on, man. No, come on.
It's different when you're bartering. You know, bartering is different. If I do something for you, you got me. That's different. Bartering is different. But free, ain't nothing free no more. Nothing.
Right. Not at all.
Because even because right. As we see, freedom of speech ain't free. Son, look at Colin Kaepernick. Boom, and there we go.
Damn, that cost them everything. Right. So all right. So I'm gonna touch in because we are over the mark. The only people that can listen to us now that are listening to the archive show, which airs 24/7, 365. All you gotta do is push play, and the only charge there is a like, comment, and share. That's the only charge, player. The only charge. So like I said, I was going to talk about ways for artists to be able to get things. Basically, it's like we're talking about the bartering. You know what I mean? So like an artist, if you're trying to get a beat, you shouldn't really ask for a beat for free. Now, like Juice G said, now if a dude's offering you a beat, that's cool. That's a whole nother story. If you want him to keep throwing you free beats, give him a tip. You don't have to. Just rock the song out. He'll be happy with that. But those are the tips. But yeah, the best way to get it is what you do is, and this is what usually happens on the bigger end of the scale. Between you and the person who made the beat, what you do is you give him royalties to the track. That's how you get it. Nobody's getting anything for free, because when you record to the track and you blow up off the track and the track's making its sales, he makes money off those sales. It's good for you as an artist, because now that producer is really, really going to push that track hard, because he knows at the end of the day he's going to receive something from it other than just his credits. So that's how people get videos done. You hook up with people that do videos, that's trying to establish themselves as a video maker. You let them record your video. You pump the video out there. He gets his promo. That's his payment. You dig? So you're not really getting it for free. It's a barter. But you just better promote the hell out that damn video. I'm just saying. So, you know, he feels, okay, a lot of people see my logo, so on and so forth, and that payment. And push it more than just 30 days. I'm just saying. That's how you can get some things where it is at no cost to you in the beginning. Of course, it's going to, you know what I mean, the payment's going to come out of royalties and the things that come after that. But you're not asking just, hey, bro, give me a beat. Because you got to remember, he had to pay for electricity, room space, all that thing to even just make that beat, let alone the time. Especially if he has to pay another studio to go in and use their equipment. These are expenses. For you to just come and say, give me something for free, ooh, it's tighter than your ass, bruh. There has to be some type of comeback.
Raise grip.
Me as a producer, I know. Raise I'll grip. Keep it 100. I'll be on it. I'll make in the contract with an artist somewhere. It has to be released in so many days. If you don't release it, I'm releasing it. Why? Because you're not going to just take my beat and just sit there and just sit there and sit 3 years on went by and you ain't released it. Come on, man. Come on, man. The beat's probably my
you
favorite
be feeling
now.
Bad. Now you got me feeling bad because there is some beats I have purchased and leased that's been sitting in the vault for quite some time that I ain't used yet.
But you said you purchased them. Them ain't free, boo-boo. So however you want your money to sit on the shelf, however long you want your money to sit on the shelf, that's on you, choose. I'm just saying.
Right.
That is, you know what, that is true. That is true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, y'all. Miss Unbelievable got to go because, you know, it's getting late and I got an early rise in the morning. So, peace, love, and hair grease, y'all.
Two fingers.
Okay. There it goes. She done took
two
it.
Two fingers.
Took it way back. Love, peace, and hair grease. Girl, you sound like you got a pick with a fist on it in the back of your head right now.
I do. Solidarity. I'm standing for solidarity. what? The brain is standing for solidarity. Yep. All right, y'all.
All right. So, all right, Juice, you got some shout-outs before we get up out of here?
Shout out to, well, like I say all the time, and it's everybody should know my slogan, first and foremost, gotta give thanks to the man above for allowing us to do what we do. Shout out to you, E Monster. Shout out to the brain, she just hung up. Shout out to everybody that's out here rocking, man, that's out here really trying to get it in, man, that's, like, really trying to get it in. Shout out to everybody that's grinding and stuff like that. Providers. Even though you out here doing your music, you're still out here making your family, your home, your a priority. You feel me? Shout out to everybody that's out here doing it, man. Bro.
Damn, that's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. I might have to add that to all my shout-outs. Really shout-out to the providers. We going to leave it like that. Now, no way up out there saying that he came in and rocked it out with us. We going to get us to some Juice G music. What you want me to end it out with, bruh? I got some of this. Let's see. I still like that hip-hop. You and DaVinci. What is it? DaVinci Red. I got this Juice G. It's Chaos. I believe that's your new one. Fuck the Summer Up. What else I got over here? Magic Carpet. Which one of these you want me to spin on our way up out of here, bro?
Well, since everything has evolved and been surrounded by hip-hop alone, man, if you don't love hip-hop, then what is the purpose of your existence in this game, man? So we're going to rock it out with hip-hop at the end, you feel me?
Right here. Take Over Tuesday. Juice G. Hip hop.
Yeah. Just want to take this time out right now.
Let's take this time.
To pay the proper respect.
The proper respect.
To hip hop. Cause you know, without her, we would never know people like.
Who?
Nas.
Swiss Beat.
David Banner.
LL Cool J.
Big Daddy Kane.
Slick Rick.
KRS.
RS-1,
Talib Kweli,
Bad 5 Freddy,
Queen Latifah,
Fuck Master Flex,
Africa Bambaataa,
T.I.,
UGK,
Run DMC,
Jam Master Jam,
Grandmaster Flash,
Ludacris,
Swisher House,
B.I.G.,
Tupac,
Snoop,
E-40,
N.W.A.,
Curtis Blow,
Dougie Fresh,
Russell Simmons,
Outkast,
Timberland,
MC Light,
Hip-Hop.
There you go.
You've been with me since I was a kid. Got me through the struggles of the life I live. Working on my craft, trying to perfect it quick. Cause keep on evolving, no time for me to see. And watch you pass me up, through you so much I see. So I gotta give it all I got, intelligent speaking so verbally. And I gotta pay homage to what made MCs what they are today. Foundation set by the best and knowledge, the fact that they paved the way. No holding back,
no holding back.
Gotta give it all I got. Cause I feel like I'm tested a lot. So it's all the righteous, so the world that I'm high. I focus on one thing, my nigga, the time. Determined to speak to them words like a bomb. Get mad at me killing your brain, I'm killing the game. The fact that I'm living hip hop. Perfection is the only thing you hear from me. Methodically speaking, it's never the issue whenever you mention your gene.
I swear,
you gotta break because you're holding my steps to the fact that you can't help but see.
Yeah, right.
H-I-P,
yeah.
H-O-P,
yeah.
H-I-P, H-O-P. That's all you hear soon as I step in your vicinity.
Yeah.
H-I-P, H-O-P.
I feel like I need a little
that's
help
in my buzz, so I'ma say it. I do this for
him. Hip,
hop,
I got my new
hip,
with me.
Hop, hip.
Hip,
that I do this for
hip,
hop, hip, hop,
top
hip,
hip,
hop, hip, hop.
Glad to be a summer queen, wanted more than being famous. Love at first sight, more than just entertainment. Took you all across the world, cause you gave me the world. Right in the list of my hands, so I know that you care. Not just for money or the fame, or bragging rights in this game. Just for you, I say the same. No need for me making a change, cause the truth is the truth and the truth I remain. Hip hop, that's simple and plain.
M-Town.
What's up? Catch me with my thumbs up.
No.
Press the for the minute back in that Memphis, right where I come from. New chicken bet we gon' come up. It's hip hop with no pit stop. That overtime cause I'm grinding. Hands on, don't need props. Two hands on, don't need clocks. This time around, it's different. I'ma show you just how we rock. Soon as me and Juicy, she get it in. No dipping in. Realizing what you do for me, we idolizing on the fact that we make history. Realizing what's good news.
H-I-P, H-O-P. That's all you hear soon as I step in your vicinity. H-I-P, H-O-P. That's in my blood, so I'ma say it. I do this for hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip.
Said
I do this for
hip
hop.
I'm trying to
hip hop. A lot of people been taking advantage of it. Miss God,
I swear,
listen to the means of what you stand for. With violence,
man.
Same people man. Up here spinning about killing and robbing. Has never lived that life.
Uh-uh.
But that's the only way it started, right?
It looks like.
Now, picture
like
this. We gotta face facts.
Yeah.
Without the love of hip hop, your words don't mean jack.
Uh-uh.
I mean, it never would be
a dream.
If big devil rap and pop would never have all eyes on him by killing every track.
Right.
And yes, I keep that country grammar.
Yeah.
Be on that Nelly shit. Underlay, E.I. Man, I will bang it quick.
Yeah.
I used to be like Crazy Leg, wildin' out on that break. Shit. Pop locking out here,
yeah.
Serious on that battle tip.
Yeah.
I'm touching on everything that influenced
me.
Cause through it all, I continue my creativity. So right now and forever, I'ma stay true to me. H-I-P,
uh-huh.
H-O-P,
yeah.
H-I-P, H-O-P.
No matter what you say,
you hear soon as I step in your vicinity.
I feel like everybody
H-I-P,
got a little hip-hop in me somewhere.
H-O-P, that's in my blood, so I'ma say it.
But
I do
this
for
it.
Hip-hop,
you gotta
hip-hop,
share it.
Hip-hop,
so it's all right that I share
hip-hop.
Mine.
That I do this for
him.